podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, welcome to Full Time Reds. It's me. Gav's left me in charge tonight. So what about that, eh? These false positive Reds, we're now in a cup final. You know, Arsenal thought they were going to have a party, and it kind of went downhill from there, really. So, Kev, how you doing, my friend?
I'm really good. I'm glad I got my 2-0 in. I said 2-0 last night. I was delighted with the clean sheet. I was delighted with everything tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Everything tonight. It was just a great game of football as well, to boot. You know, it was proper cup semi-final.
Yeah,
hard away performance. Everything was really good. I'm delighted with tonight. Absolutely chuffed to bits with tonight.
It was, and, you know, despite, you know, not pre-game, well, you know, the bench looked a little bit like to what we'd like it, you know, everyone contributed, you know.
Yeah.
There are more standouts than others, and we'll go through them. But let's start where we normally start, the lineup, and then we'll go into what it's like potentially going to Wembley again. So what was your thoughts on the lineup? Any?
Yeah, look.
Big surprises?
Yeah, I didn't expect Kate Gordon to start. I said last night I didn't expect him to start. I thought that's a big call. Do you know what I mean? Away against Arsenal, cup semi-final, second leg, must win. You know, Klopp's record in semi-finals is excellent.
That was 10 wins in 11.
Yeah, that was the one I thought, I didn't know about that. The rest I thought was fine, absolutely delighted with it. But as soon as kickoff came, you see the lineup, you run through all the permutations of what you think could happen in your head. I'd gone through all of that. By the time it got the kickoff, I was waiting for Kay Gordon to tear it up. Like, you know?
To be fair, you'd whops that most of them to me as well. So I was in a similar mood. Yeah, it was a big call. But when you think about it, the one big thing we lacked is we didn't have a threat in behind when they went down to 10. Because Jota, Minamino, Firmino, most of them like to get to feet. You know, none of them got like blistering pace. So it gives you that bit of a something different. But the fact he had Henderson behind and Trent behind, and he had Firmino on the side of him, he had a lot of experience around him. You know, in the past, we've had like, you know, kids like Kay Gordon play, but then they're playing with the other kids or the other reserves. Yeah, yeah. And you're going like, it's really hard for him. So, you know, listen, that's a great experience. 17, yeah. An hour in a cup semi-final, hasn't disgraced himself at all. You know, on the ball, you know, did well. He's blisteringly fast. And to be honest, if he was a, you know, he probably should have been on the score sheet when we walk up to the second half.
We'll get into that.
And then the other big call was Keller. It was a big call. You know, he is the cup goalkeeper. So, and it is a thing that all the top sides do. They put their number two in cup games. But, you know, Alisson's fit. It's a cup final. You know, we really don't want to get there. But to be fair to, I mean, look, to be fair to Keller, I think he had two saves all game, and distribution-wise, he's excellent. So absolutely superb. So first half then, let's be honest.
Well, the one thing I was going to ask you, actually, what did you think of the Arsenal lineup?
Very strong, isn't it?
Well, for a side that, you know, that apparently hasn't been able to train at all, and we're bringing players back from injury. I was asking the guys in the chat, what did you guys think when you saw the Arsenal lineup? Bearing in mind when you guys were in here in the chat last night, is that pretty much what you guys were expecting in the chat? That Arsenal side. What about you, Chris? Were you expecting that Arsenal lineup?
I was expecting a strong lineup. Arteta though was really hammering the point that there's not much training, not much training. I messaged you saying they've had not much training. They said, watch hamstrings go at half time, or some players are going to blow up really quickly because the pace of the game was quite quick. I think you saw that with Smith Rowe. You know, Smith Rowe is a fabulous talent. His legs are gone at half time. He should have gone off at half time. His legs completely gone because he looks like he's not trained. You know, Odegaard.
I actually believe Arteta when he says that, mind, because the way the game started, they were like a rash for the first 20 minutes.
I think their aim was try and get a goal or two in 20 minutes and then defend for your lives like you did at Anfield, which takes less running then because it's sitting deep and all that. It was the typical first goal key. Look, let's start. You know, probably the first 15 minutes, we weren't great. You know, we have to wait for a storm. And look, the first big chance came to Lacazette. He does well, actually, edge of the box to get the ball over.
Smart save
by Keller, but I think it's one we expect him to make. I think if he'd gone in, I think we all would have gone, keeper should do better. But look, you've got to make the save. And then the other big chance they had before that was a fabulous tackle by Fabinho in the box, full stretch, you know, gets it, tips it round past Martinelli.
I was really impressed with Martinelli.
He's a class player. He's just got to stay injury free. That's the only thing that's going to hold him back now is injury free. And he'd be fine because he's quick. He's got a trick in him. He's got a hell of a shot on him as well. Yeah. You know, and look, he was giving Trent some trouble in the first 15. And to be fair, I think that's where we got Henderson to play a little bit deep, which did isolate Cade Gordon, but you can need to weather the storm. Yeah. So, and then the goal happened. So what was your thought? What was your thoughts on that? It was a great team.
It was. I was just going to say, Emma Cavanagh there in the chat, Arsenal pulled the mother of all strokes and still lost. No comment. I can neither confirm or deny the suspicions in that comment whatsoever. But I suspect you could be right, Emmett. The ball from, I think it was a ball from Trent into Bobby and a flick from Bobby. No, it was a ball out from Matip, wasn't it?
Sky did a breakdown at halftime on it.
Yeah.
And they said when it came to Matip, Henderson had moved to right back.
Yeah.
And Trent kind of, they said wandered, but he kind of got himself almost like in a false winger position between the winger and the striker.
He takes up a lot, doesn't he? We've seen a lot.
And then, Bobby was quiet, but then he had that flick and then Trent and the ball plays good ball to Jota, but let's not take him with Jota. Yeah, it's not like he played it through and he had to shoot. You know, he flicks it past Tomiyasu, gets onto it, and probably a bit of a scuff finish because the keeper sells himself, but I think the keeper's waiting for him to go high and rifle it. And because he goes low, I just don't think he's got any time to react to it. And I text you, bloody hell, smash and grab it, because we hadn't really started that well. That settled the pull down a bit. It was a weird first half, though, because I thought both sides, attacking-wise, looked dangerous without really creating too much. But on the ball, we were horrific. Pretty poor.
Matip had a bit of a couple of stutters with his passing, and he had that one run where he tried to bring the ball out and he was caught. They turned it over on us, but
you mean said, that's the risk you take with these little dribblers that Matip does. The odd one will get caught. That's just fact of life.
Yeah.
You know, you hope it's not in the semi-final, but you know, nine times out of ten, he dribbles that. He was just, unusually for Matip, just off of his passing. So the interesting thing will be, we'll find out probably soon from Klopp, was that a tactical change? Was that I'm taking him off because he's not playing well? Or was that a pre-arranged one? Hopefully it's not an injury. Because
Matip that's fingers crossed. But I mean, Artie Doolin in the comments there, Klopp tactics won us the game. Credit where it's due.
Tactically,
I thought we were very good.
Because... He was criticised for the first semi-final, rightly so. You know, subs were too slow, you know, everything about the team was too slow. This had a bit more, the Liverpool we know, a bit more bite in it. And someone's correct me in the comments, obviously before we scored, we had the Matip own goal, which, the only good thing about the Matip own goal was, and a sign of things to come was...
The offside goal.
The only good thing about that one was... It set the tone for the deliveries we saw in crosses because nearly, I would probably say 80% of our crosses, it wasn't hitting the first bound and they were dangerous. They were making them work. Which, look, we haven't been doing for a few weeks. You know, it's been a bit, you know, annoying. Really.
Fabinho got right up for the header. Matip was bloody unlucky. He was only fractionally offside. Credit to Arsenal, they come out quick. You know, and look, I take nothing away from Arsenal. In the first half, Arsenal were very good.
Yeah, look, if you got a half time 1-1, you'd have gone, or 1-0 to them, you'd have sort of gone, it's that sort of a game. It's quite a tight game. Yeah. It's just, we had the one shot on target that game, and you know, we made sure it went in. So, half time, I said to you, happy, just like us to keep the ball a bit better. And then we see Konate going at half time, which, like you said, we hope it's not an injury, but I don't worry when you bring a Konate on because you're a bit like, we've seen what he can do. He's powerful, he's strong, he's quick. Which I did wonder, was it a tactical thing because of Martinelli? So if Martinelli gets around Trent, you've got a really pacey centre-back to take on Martinelli, which, you know, I didn't know if it was just a tactical switch like that. And then they had a sort of an opening 5 minutes where they're a bit lively. The big chance was Lacazette's. You know, he's always leaning back though, so it's probably always going high. But it's a poor finish though, isn't it? He's got to be doing better. Lacazette's a good player. He should be doing better with those sort of things. You know, it's probably the few times they got him behind Van Dijk and Robertson all game, who both were excellent.
Yeah, they were. Paulie in the chat there, Matip's head didn't seem quite to be in the right place tonight, totally out of character. Mm. Yeah, I'd agree, Paulie. It's the thing is, what you come to expect from Joe Matip is calm and, you know, reassured. And he almost kind of got a bit flustered with his passing. He gave it away a couple of times.
You know, very on him, isn't it? Because
it's very on him.
He's a bit of a character. We all love him. He's got that awkwardness about him that everyone likes about him.
Yeah.
But on the pitch, he's very calm. You know, the only time he actually flips his lids when he gets a free kick given against him that he doesn't like. But but if he gives a ball away, which rarely happens, he doesn't let it bother him. He players have an off game. You know, yeah. Let's be honest, Matip's not had many. So
no, and I don't think he was. I don't think any of them you could turn around and say were poor or were bad.
No,
just a couple of uncharacteristic errors in his game. There's nothing, no drama in it. But
we've all been saying most of the season, Matip's been probably the better centre half out of him and Virgil. Virgil tonight was actually really good, and you know, swept around well. His passing was excellent. You know, and you know he wasn't really worried about being left one on one and stuff like that. So you know. That's a big
couple of good interceptions as well, breaking up the attack. And look, I thought Saka was a threat all night. Martinelli was a threat all night. I thought our fullbacks were phenomenal.
Yeah,
Trent and Robbo were brilliant defensively. Not about going the other way, but at the back,
that's where their threat was. It was Martinelli and Saka, because through the middle there wasn't masses there. No. You know, Smith Rowe doesn't look fit, and Odegaard was just ghosted the game. And Lukonga, he's a defensive midfielder, so you're not expecting him
He's decent, you know.
You wouldn't expect him. Oh, get he's only young. He's going to drive Vieira style. No. He's a youngster. The flair middle players you'd expect. You know, we kept relatively quiet. But I think after that Lacazette chance, the midfield who actually, you know, gets a lot of stick, I thought did really well in this game, and actually the balance looked right.
Yeah,
you had your sitter in Fabinho. Yeah, and then you had Henderson hunting things down. He was really covering the right hand side, and then Jones just gave you that little bit of flair, that little bit of a trickery, a little bit of, you know, just something different. You know, he's not afraid to dribble. You know, doesn't really give the ball away. You know, the only thing he probably did wrong in the first half was he did one jink, and I was waiting for him to bend it like he did against Everton, and he went for the extra pass. You know, which is very un-him like. But you know,
There was a few things as well in the first half. With Jones, to be fair, he's very good at bringing a relieving pressure. Carrying the ball 30 yards, checking back out, and starting the attack in their final third again. You know, having that ability to run at players, the calmness, it shows you what you're missing when you don't have a Thiago, you don't have Naby Keita, that you have someone like Curtis coming on. I mean, he was so lucky with his injury, with the eye injury. It was just a freak accident, you know, at the wrong time, because over the Christmas period, I'm convinced he would have played. And
I'm convinced the likes of a Leicester game that he's the sort of thing that makes sure it stays 0-0 or gets you the goal, because he will try stuff.
Yeah,
I know we did beat Brentford, but he has got that bit of individual brilliance as he goes, I'm just going to crack it from here. And he can do it, but since he's come back from his eye injury, I can't really think of having many bad games.
No.
He's a bit quiet in the FA Cup game, but it was a bit of a mix and match side. I think the thing that helps him is that he starts as a wide left player and then has come deeper. So I think he's probably used to being under a lot of pressure and, you know, not being able to, you know, people being on you. So you've got to be a bit more clever with the ball, which I think suits him. So, midfield-wise, could knock a player. Really happy with them. Right. Fabinho, passing was a bit off first half, but second half he was really good.
He was very aggressive in the second half as well. Made a couple of you don't normally see Fabinho going to ground.
No, he flew in a few times. He seemed to push a lot higher sometimes. He seemed to be sometimes the highest one up.
Yeah, but he was almost a case, look, no matter what happens, I'm breaking up this attack. You're not going any further kind of thing, which is fine, you know, but it's picking your battles. And
there was also a bit of we were getting better at some of the dark arts, especially near the end, which we'll come to. But I'm buzzing because, you know, it's the first time we've been in the cup final since Klopp when he first took over, when we got to the final against City.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get to a domestic cup final, because we haven't, you know, it's all has been at one. Listen, it's going to be a tough game, but a great game. You know, Chelsea won't fancy, Chelsea would have much, if you ask Chelsea, they would have much preferred to play Arsenal than us. Because they don't,
absolutely.
Cause we know that's going to be a tight game. It's going to be a hard, really hard game. Front three wise, though, I thought Jota, he's just a pest. And I mean that in a nice way. You know, he harries players, you know, he's deceptively quick at getting past players in the wing. You know, he really causes them problems. Bobby, aside the flick, was hard working, but I felt he was a bit off it. Just wasn't quite
Popular.
But again, he's come back from COVID. He's coming back from a niggle. You know, these things can take time to get you back into your flow.
Yeah, he worked hard off the ball. Did an awful lot of the donkey work, the ugly stuff that you don't normally see, the setting traps and forcing Arsenal to go one way and forcing them to go the other way, winning the ball back in midfield. I think it was much better second half. I thought we were much better second half. We came out after the first... You're away from home. You're always going to have 20 minutes at the start of the game. You're always going to have 5 minutes at the start of the second half. See those off, and then you grow back into the game again. I thought second half, we were much more aggressive. We were a much better side. I was impressed with Arsenal the first 20 minutes. They're pressing. The way they were setting traps, they wanted us to play out in certain areas, and we did, and they were pouncing on it. But the longer the game went on, the better we got. And maybe that's the case because we have match fitness in our legs, and it pays to have those extra games that we played while in the over the weekend. We're in a much better physical place than what Arsenal were. Who knows? Guys, if you could do us a favour in the chat, just if you're watching, please like, share, subscribe, all the usual stuff that we ask you to do. If you're watching on your phone, turn the phone sideways and then just press like, turn it back up, and jobs are good, and away you go. You don't miss nothing.
Just around the chat, because this is really important, and also because I'm a bit of a snide, you bastard. Dave Lennon's appeared in the chat. Dave, who famously on the preview show said 2-0 Arsenal, and said he knows his football. So, you know, unlucky Dave. We love Dave. We love Dave, though. We do.
Obviously, Dave, his prediction last night was a typo. We 100% believe you, Dave, because obviously...
I'll be outright. I don't believe Dave. I believe Dave was just at the semi-final nerves and it went very quickly.
We all go through that, Dave. Don't worry about it, mate.
I must admit, this is one of the more relaxed I've been for a semi-final. It's not because it's the League Cup and I'm not bothered about it. I just felt, even when I saw their side and our side, I thought, our bench doesn't look like it's got masses on it. But then I looked at their bench and went, well, they've got Eddie Nketiah, who they've been trying to get rid of. And they've got Partey, who's only come back midday. And the rest are kids.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, interesting. But we've got to talk about as good as Cade Gordon was. And he's a young lad, but I must admit, I did get a bit worried when he missed that big chance at 1-0.
He did so well going down the wing. He kept the ball well. He just shielded it right. I think he was with Tomiyasu, and he ghosted past him, went under the byline. For any of you guys that play FIFA, that is a pure FIFA cheese goal. That cutting in on the sideline, dribbling the ball in on the in-touch line, cutting it back onto the penalty spot. If you're playing FIFA, that is a pure cheese. Smash the controller up against the telly, turn it off, and never playing again. Goal. Gordon did absolutely everything right. He went in, he checked back, he got in the perfect position, did everything right, and then just got onto the pole. It was just almost like a case he had too much time on his hands. It was just...
Jono saying Dave's in full reverse mode. Yusuf just sees it.
I saw Dave
down the bookies putting 50 quid on his prediction. And I think it was Ali. I missed his comment, but he said Arsenal brought Partey all the way back from Africa just to get set off. We will come to that because That was hilarious. But yeah,
I was, and then I would have been delighted for him because he did everything right. He did everything right. He came in off the wing. He got in. He checked back. He took the shot. He created a space for himself. It's great signs for the future because if you've got the intelligence of movement to do that in the second half of the game, bearing in mind he's 60 minutes in, he's going to have been blowing. His lungs are going to be at him. He's never played at this kind of intensity for long periods of time. Bearing in mind as well the nervous energy he would have had going into that game. So I wasn't surprised that he came off not long after that.
No, but, it made sense. But we should have been 3-0 up comfortably. I mean, we had the
Canati
head off the post. Unfortunately, Henderson is offside for the rebound, but he scuffed it anyway. And I was messaging you going, this was me getting nervous then going, I've seen...
They're going to choose one, aren't they?
We've done it a few times this season, not killed the game. We need to kill the game. And it was getting deeper and deeper. But to be fair, the only other chance they had was Martinelli just gets a little head threat. He takes a shot from an awkward angle. And the commentator said that Kelleher tips it over, but you may have seen Kelleher. He doesn't punch very often. His reaction said it all. I think he meant to catch it.
And he did.
Luckily, it went over.
He'd want to be careful with that, Kelleher, because those are the kind of things that there are, you know, it's decision making with goalkeepers that you, you have to learn and you have to be able to, on the snap. Like that, punch, catch. Which do you do? He should have been punching that. He really should. That was not the ball to be trying to catch. But yeah, went for a corner. But that was it. That's all they did in the second half.
And corner wise, he was dominant. I think we're physically a bigger side than Arsenal as well, which helps. You know.
Yeah.
And then
nice thing because we don't normally have that. Christopher Byrne there, great, great, nice win to sit and watch, and a good win, a final to look forward to. We're over the moon. Absolutely, Christopher. Can't wait for this one. End of February.
Oh, yeah.
Roll it on now.
Yeah. Who are Arsenal playing that weekend? Oh, that's right. They've got a win.
It doesn't matter.
They can all sit and watch us. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Mm. If I sell them a ticket. You know, then again, they could probably catch one of the games up. They could do the North London Derby that day if they get a game called off. every cloud, Nola. So, second goal.
Second goal, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Fabulous.
He was really good tonight, wasn't he? His passing, his distribution.
When he plays that's where he gets the balance perfect, which is
he
picked his moments when to go forward when he was in the most dangerous positions. But defensively, he did his shift tonight, which proves he can defend. It's lapses, and it's just it's sometimes I think getting the balance right where he's going too soon. You know, Robertson's learned that, but listen, you take the rough and smooth sometimes when Trent tries this. But I mean, the pass to Jota.
One of the comments earlier on, some like, was it 14 assists in all competitions so far? We're still in January, man. We're only barely halfway through the season.
Yeah,
the guy's an absolute freak of a right back. You know, he's an absolute freak.
R. Allison saying Chris Brack's new hated team, which is it's not. It's definitely not Arsenal.
It's not Arsenal, no. It's not me either. I don't hate Arsenal. I got a lot of friends who are Arsenal fans. I grew up.
I just got bored with the carry on the last couple of weeks. So to be honest, as I said to most people, if you've got to give it out, you've got to take it. And look, Arsenal fans, they're going to take some stick now for a few days. And look, you've got to take it on the chin. You know
that ball by Trent was inch perfect onto Jota's chest, and his chest control just took the defender out of it. I think it was Ben White who would have been behind him.
Yeah, the finish.
The chip, though.
I mean, Torres used to do that all the time. That little chip over the keeper, Gerrard. You know, the great finishes. That is the delicious. Yeah. And then we see the offside. Were having a chat ongoing. First replay, you went, he looks off, doesn't he? But I did the wrong thing. I was looking at Ben White because he does look, he is ahead of Ben White. It's actually Gabriel, though, which
Gabriel
noticed.
Yeah, I thought when I saw the lean, when they froze in, I saw the lean. I was like, that usually gets you off. But he was convinced, Jota was convinced that he was on. As soon as he went off to celebrate, he was head and hands. He knew because he could see across. He could see across to see Gabriel that at best it might be close, but he judged it perfectly. And they flashed it up that it was onside, and then they waited for about another 20, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I didn't get that bit. Yeah,
are they fucking? Are they going to try and just find a way to disallow this or something, or what?
Probably, yeah. But it was Jamie LFC, I'm not on orchard fees. I'm drinking Golden Goose, because we have caught the Golden Goose today, so that's what I'm on today.
it was just a nice win. And at 2-0, that was it. It was, game over pretty much. Whatever chance I thought they might have had of cheesing one back at 1-0, I didn't think for a second they were going to get two. And no, to top it off, neither. Then Partey was very lucky, because I thought that second yellow, the first yellow was stupid.
I missed the first yellow because I ran up here thinking, I need to find my laptop off, make sure it's plugged in.
Oh, so sorry,
I saw it flash up saying yellow.
Competitions, Trent, wow.
And then I came down and I must admit, when I saw the tackle, I went, oh, straight red. And I saw it was two yellows. I was like, ooh.
That second one, I thought, that was high. That was high enough for Fabinho. That was lazy. And it was one of those cheesy, horrible, snidey tackles that you see players. There was one in the first half as well, but Lacazette got booked for it. And I thought it was harsh. It was on, I think it was on Jones. And I think
it's because you're going down on the ball. I mean, look, it's a forward tackle.
Yeah, it's a foul. I just don't think it's a booking. But that
I think it's just one of those 50-50 ones. Sometimes you get a yellow, sometimes you get away with it.
I just think that one at the end, if that was a straight red, I don't think he's going to argue. You know, but that was straight. Well, that's 14 red cards for Arsenal under Mikel Arteta. What the hell, like? Do you know what I mean? That's criminal.
Well, be honest, Wenger used to get heavily criticised for Arsenal's disciplinary record. And this one now for Arsenal, it's just kind of like...
That's horrific.
It's horrific. I mean, guess who Arsenal got at the weekend? Burnley. Burnley. So they've had a player sent off. So, and you're playing Burnley. That's another game called off. Yeah. Guarantee it. Poor Burnley. Burnley will still be playing this season next year.
I think Arsenal's days of getting games called now are pretty much gone. I think.
I think so. Look, but let's
find there wasn't much on the bench, but that was a very strong 11. In all fairness, bar probably a fit Thomas Partey coming to start, and
it's probably going to be Partey and Xhaka if they were both fit, and Aubameyang would have featured if he was available.
No, I don't think he would.
If he'd not pissed everyone off.
Yeah, but I think he's done. He's done.
The rumours he's going to the...
Al-Nazar, apparently. Al-Nazar put in an offer to take him.
£8 million loan, wasn't it?
And a club like that in Saudi Arabia could do his wages.
Which is probably why they're trying for Vlahovic.
Probably win-win. But that'll be one for tomorrow for our guy. Good evening, Arsenal for Life. How are we keeping this evening? Are you well?
Are you well?
Lovely to see you in the chat.
I was probably not happy, fair, but you know. over their angry faces. Obviously, I thought they were just little red hearts at first, but realised their angry faces.
Welcome into the chat anyway, mate. It's good to see you.
He is good fun and good crack in it, to be fair to him. Right, so before we go to Man of Match, and we'll have a little bit of a chat about being in a final, let's have a little chat about Jurgen Klopp. So that's 11 semi-finals he's been involved in his career, and he's won 10. We all criticised him for the first leg. There were things we didn't like as fans, and look, no one's above criticism.
No.
But give him his credit, his setup worked. I think you called it at half time. It looked like for a bit we went 4-2-3-1 for a little bit. He was definitely telling one of Jones or Henderson to push really high, like almost like a 10.
Yeah.
And then let's be honest, every sub that came on didn't weaken us and did well. You know, Minamino, who, let's be honest, didn't have a good game and missed an absolute shocker against Arsenal, came on, started on the right side, then went to the left-hand side. Neat, tidy, kept the ball, was involved in the attacks, you know, link play was good, probably had one chance, which couldn't get out of his feet, you know. But Milner came on, just did Henderson's running for him, because Henderson, you know, for 70 minutes did really well, ran himself to a standstill, which is what you want him to do, and then Milner to finish it off. And then Nico comes on, and Nico just gives you that bit of pace out wide, you know, and he's just positive. And then the big man, Ibu, brilliant, isn't he? Love Lebu. I think he's excellent.
Yeah, I thought his passing out from the back was positive. What I liked about him was the pace of his pass. He didn't give anyone a chance to intercept it. Yeah, and Arsenal for Life, fair play to you for coming into the chat, mate. You're a good egg, you're a good stick, and you give it as good as you can take it as well. So fair play to you, mate. Thanks for coming in. All right. Yeah. And in the chat, there's no need to be giving him any undue, unfair.
I mean, he has to put in the chat, I hope you get beat by Chelsea. So
yeah, but in fairness, you know, that's all banter. He's a good guy, and he's in most nights, and fair play to him.
Oh, it's only a bit of fun.
Yeah, exactly. But listen.
I like his aggression, though. I like his aggression in general. Liverpool, I would say, for the last, especially when that's 2-0, we got good at doing the shit out stuff. You know, Jones miscontrols the ball, he just yanks a player down. I'll take a yellow. Yeah. I'll take a yellow at the end of the box. We'll get back. We don't do that enough sometimes. And today we were doing that. There was a few tackles going, you're going down and you're staying down while we get back. And that's sometimes, look.
You need to be able to do that. And we don't do it enough. I think
City are very, look, we all criticize City are excellent at it. And it's a skill. You know, City are really good at when to do tactical fouls and when to do enough for them that you don't get booked. You know, they're very
Fernandinho
good at it.
Is look, probably the best I've ever seen. Fernandinho is the best I've ever seen doing it. You know, that kind of, I'm sorry, ref, I didn't mean it, mate. You know what I mean? It's okay. This is only a little tip. It's okay. Go on. He's probably 8-10 fouls in the game. You know what I mean?
He's literally now doing the thing where he goes, I'm 37. Come on. You know, he's got to be quick. He's got to be quicker than me. Isn't he? What can I do? It's not my fault. He's brilliant at it. You know, a few our players could learn. Fabinho could do it.
Yeah, he could. It's one of the things in his game that I think that he could get better at. And I think it might be the one thing for Brazil that's slightly holding him, because I think Casemiro is probably still ahead of him for Brazil.
Because he's another one he's very good at.
When he's very good at the snide stuff.
Yeah, we need to kill a game. Look, that's one thing I would say with the cup final against Chelsea. Especially if you're chasing a game, which I hope we're not. Chelsea are excellent at stuff like that.
Yeah, very good at killing games. But that's a long way. Yus is in the chat there. Milner loves a tactical yellow. He absolutely does.
I don't think he loves a tactical yellow. I think he just loves kicking people. I think he's always just like goes, I don't care.
Emma Kavanagh there in the chat. Mark Van Bommel used to get away with murders. He did. Mark Van Bommel had.
He literally did in the. Was it Mark Van Bommel? No, it wasn't. Who was it who did it to? Who was it who Kung Fu kicked Alonso for Spain? Was it Van Bommel? Oh, no, it was De Jong, wasn't it? De Jong was also
Young, Nigel De Jong, yeah.
Yeah, Van Bommel, he was brilliant to that sort of stuff.
He was. I was surprised he never played in England, him. I thought he was tailor-made to play in England.
Yeah, he never been brilliant.
He never did. But look, overall, I mean, I'd be honest, right? I was nervous going into the game.
Yeah, we know.
Because it wasn't a case of the nerves about the lineups or anything like that. It was everything that was associated. It was all the side, the back stuff that went on in the build-up to the game, all the online stuff. And again, today it was raised again because of the story that was released in The Athletic, the hatchet job. To me, it was a pure hatchet job against the press officer at Liverpool. Not the club itself, because when you actually read the article, I had someone giving it to me tonight. A friend of mine from Cork, an Arsenal fan on Twitter, he tried giving it to me.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, nice guy. He's a nice guy, and I get on well with him. And I just said to him, if you actually look at the article and look at how it's worded, and then go and find out about the journalist and the kind of other side story that goes on with this, it raised it all back up again, and it was just
I've seen the tinfoil stuff now. They're going after Kenny Dalglish's daughter because she's a commercial manager for one of the labs that Liverpool used. So clearly, Kenny Dalglish rang his daughter, said, "Get us some tests come out positive."
Yeah,
It's proper tin hat stuff. It's hilarious.
It is tinfoil hat stuff. But it brought it all back up to the surface again, and it didn't need it. You know, I thought.
No.
And that's why I thought, Jesus Christ, whatever happens, don't lose this. You know, I don't care how we win it. I don't care if we had to defend for 95 minutes and camp on the penalty box and score a snidey 1-0. I couldn't care less. But the second half, I thought we were fantastic. I thought I was really impressed. Really impressed with the 4-3.
Both finalists, us and Chelsea, let's be honest, especially second legs, we've won our second legs nowhere near our best.
No.
You know, Tottenham, yeah, the Tottenham game was dumb first leg. And from second half, Arsenal weren't really in it. You know, it was probably the most comfortable I've seen us play at the Emirates for a while. Even last year when we won, you felt an edge probably because of who we had to play at the back. But no, the Emirates was a bit of a challenge. That was, you know, the most comfortable I've seen us at the Emirates, which is said a lot when it's a semi-final because, you know, Arsenal away is normally a bit hairy, scary.
They're always end-to-end games. There's always something.
Yeah, yeah, there's always goals in these games.
I like messing around in these chats. It's all banter. Although I'm starting to really dislike Liverpool because you always beat us. Yeah, we're kind of good at it. You know, it's
To be fair, I used to feel like that about Arsenal when Wenger was in charge because they used to always beat us when Wenger was there.
But it swings around about. And I'll tell you what, I'll give Arsenal credit.
The youth setup they've got going through is good.
They're assembling a very good young squad. And the experience of getting to a League Cup semi-final will stand them in good stead. I can see that side. If they can keep it together, keep Saka and keep Martinelli. That's the thing, see.
That's the big if, because that's what's killed Arsenal in the past. Is they get a couple of these youngsters together. They start to think, all right, Arsenal are starting to build something. And then
they end up losing.
And then, you know, Saka goes to City, Martinelli goes to Inter, and you go in. Oh, for God's sake, gotta start again.
Yeah. Owen Burke, our most controlled performance in a long time tonight. Yeah, it was. I thought the second half we really got the foot on the ball, and there was a bit more purpose with the passing. And I thought that Konate started that off with there was a couple of passes he played down the line to Kay Gordon, and they stuck. And I thought, yeah, that set the tone. The passing in the first half, it was almost like it was a bit short. And the second half, it was crisper, it was faster. No, I was really, really impressed. Very impressed with our performance.
Quick question. Norman's asking me a question, but as well as I think I slept through this bit. Chris, what about the pen? Remind me. It's not one sitting in my head at all, a pen. No, do us a favour. Just remind me of what it was. We'll talk about it. Genuinely, to be honest, it's gone up my head, that one. It's why Norman's reminding me of the game I've literally just watched and clearly forgotten.
There was so much in it. That's the thing. I messaged you about 70 minutes. I hope to God you're taking notes on this.
And I went. We'll just go with the feelings. Drink cans. That's going wrong.
Man of the match. Christ. Look, you have to give it to Jota, to be fair.
Two shots, two goals.
He was clinical. Jota, for me, with space to play in, is unreal. Second-hand ball. No, it didn't. I don't remember it.
I don't remember a screen for it, put it that way.
No, and I would have been up for it.
Really. That's probably showing someone for missing a shot.
I thought Jota with space to play in. Away from home, you know, against a top six side, you're going to have moments in games where you're going to have space, and he's just so good at reading the space. He's dribbling. He's the one he put through Tomiyasu's legs to create the first goal. That wasn't a scuff shot. That was, he cut right across that and put the keeper wrong way.
I don't think
it was scuffed. You don't scuff a shot like that because he wouldn't have had the power to go in. But I was, there was a few candidates. Curtis Jones was very good. I thought Jordan Henderson would put in a real shift. Got around the pitch a lot. I think he blew up, to be fair.
Jota will get it. Trent was up. Two assists.
I would have given it to Jota.
Jota, the other big honour is Jones. I thought Jones was brilliant. And I think City's come off, he gives us what we've needed in that midfield. Just that's something a bit different. Still works his bollocks off, still does all the donkey work that you need to do in a clock midfield. But, you know, he's also got that little bit extra going forward as well. And he's just a different type of midfielders. The others got, especially with Thiago being injured at the moment now, touch wood, hopefully Thiago's back for around the Cardiff game, you know, because then that'd be great, you know.
It gives you great options again.
Yeah, we're going into February with Thiago, Jones.
The guys in the chat there, Fabinho, we're getting a lot of love in the chat.
Especially second half. First half, his passing was a bit wayward. I mean, quite a few of us were, but second half, look, what Fab does, doesn't it? You know, he's brilliant.
The Virgil was very good, as you said. Virgil looked really good tonight. I think he likes playing against Lacazette because Lacazette likes to field the centre back. He likes to get close and
try to make a turn.
Virgil likes that. Virgil doesn't mind that.
Well, he's still getting that little bit of sharpness, so he doesn't want to have to turn on someone. So, you know, that's why Virgil, not Trenton, likes playing against Lukaku, because Lukaku, again, likes to be felt. Pardon the pun. Whereas like Havertz would be a nightmare, because he likes to come deep, he likes to spin in behind. He gives you so many problems, Havertz, in a different way. So, yeah, so we're both agreeing on Jota. I mean,
I would have given it to Jota, yeah. I wouldn't argue if anyone in the chat was saying Fabinho or Curtis Jones or...
Two goals in the semi-final, and he was brilliant, and he's the reason we got through in the quarter-final.
It wasn't easy for Canati either to come in at half-time. You know, you're coming in cold, and you've got the, you have to get up to the pace of the game really quickly, especially when it was only 1-0. You can't afford any mistakes, and I thought Canati was very, very good. Overall, look, I thought we were dynamite. You know, and Emmett there, Fabinho's last-ditch tackle on Martinelli in the first half was crucial. It was.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant because he got the ball, and he got the ball clean from behind, and it was pure positioning he got in that tackle.
But just thinking of the rest of the squad now, you know, Chamberlain, hopefully back for the weekend, if not back for Cardiff. Thiago, hopefully back for Cardiff. Yeah.
Do you think they stay down in London? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I think they'll fly back tonight.
Yeah,
I think they'll go back and get to be in training tomorrow. I think, and then they've got the three African lads who are all going to come back going, thanks, lads, you've got us to a cup final. You know, so you know it's a good thing for squad harmony, because they can look at the likes of Minamino, Gordon, you know, Jones, and say, well, listen, lads, the main guys in everyone's eyes weren't there. You got us to the final.
Yeah.
You know, well done.
Is Matip out long? Any news? We don't know, Jer. We literally, as soon as the game finished, we came straight out here, straight out and logged straight in. So we didn't see any of the interviews after. So hopefully you guys in the chat, someone will have seen the interviews and you'll be able to let us know.
Where's Laura when you need her?
But other than that, second leg, 2-0 away from home, another final. It'd be nice to go and win this one, wouldn't it?
It would be of all the, you know, I just think this has had loads of problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, look, happy days. And don't forget, I'm going to bat it. Is it Felip Gonyu?
Okay. For those of you guys in the chat who don't know, the show has, LFC Day Trippers has done a link up with a charity called Felicon. And Felicon all the information for Felicon, if you go to the LFC Day, at LFC Day Trippers Twitter, you'll see it as the pinned tweet on the top of the feed. And you click into that link and there's information on the golf day. There's information on the charity. And what it is, they're basically a charity who helps bereaved parents for people who, you know, who lose a child just before or after birth. And often at times it's charities like this that go unnoticed, you know, that don't really get the recognition they deserve, but they're massively important to families. And the work that Gav is putting in the background for all of this is immense. We've organized a golf day in, I think it's Ashburn, in June. And all the details are in the link below for this show on the at LFC Day Trippers on Twitter and the LFTDT.com website. All of the information is there with all the links that you'll need. All we ever ask you guys, if you're on social media, just share it around your social media, share it around your WhatsApps, tell your mates when you go into work, and just pass it around. That's all we ask. Along with the like, comment, and subscribe, and all that lovely good stuff. If you could write your comments on the show, what you guys think, are you looking forward to Chelsea performances, what you think of tonight, just whack it all in the comments below. It really helps the show get into the YouTube algorithm so more people can see it. More people see it, more people see the charity. More people see the charity, more money can be raised. That's all we ever ask. We don't get anything out of this. Me and Chris are doing this. We don't get, there is none of the guys on the channel get paid. You know, none of us do this for money. We all do this because we love coming on online and chatting with you guys and chatting with each other. We all have a bit of a laugh doing this.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Talk really fun. As Emmett Cavett rightly says, Lord Duffy points out, I was like, if everyone who subscribes to us gives €1, that's the target. We're looking to
hit. It's done.
So, You know. I know it's easy said.
We'll get there. I know we'll smash it because you guys are absolute legends, to be fair. So we know we're going to get this out. But tomorrow night, Chris,
speaking of legends, it's me and you tomorrow again.
Me and you. It's me and Chris tomorrow night on Sports Unplugged. And we have a special guest from Coppish TV. Callum Sanderson is going to be our guest tomorrow night. And we're going to, we have a lot to chat with Callum about because
UFC, Callum, is it?
UFC, huge UFC event coming up, and there's a lot of UFC fights being announced for the coming months. So we're going to go through all of that with Callum and get his insight into all of that. Callum's a bloody expert when it comes to that stuff. So me and Chris, we watch it. We kind of know what we're watching. But if you like combat sports of any description, boxing, UFC, WWE, you name it, Callum's your man.
I can hold me on with the wrestler, but you know, the UFC, I'm just relearning who's who. Robbie Doyle says, how about Big Dunk versus Stevie G? Oh, we will talk about that tomorrow night. We might dedicate a bit of time to that because we'll probably have a bit of a lovely chat about what's going on and the other side of
We're going to have a good old chat with a lot of stuff. So hopefully you guys tomorrow night, 10 p.m., you know the score. You guys can come and join us tomorrow night. All right, we look forward to seeing you guys then tomorrow. And we will actually, Red Steve, we will be discussing Coppish, the quiz part two. We will definitely get an answer on that.
Yeah, I've got a feeling I know what the answer is, which unlike Coppish, they didn't know. So, you know, we'll find out from there. Right, Gav's got to play us out now. So listen, take care of yourselves. Thanks again for watching us. And me and Kev will see you guys tomorrow. Sports Social Podcast Network.